Welcome back, y'all. This is wrapping up the final segment here of Rosie on the House. I'm Rosie Romero. I'm broadcasting from our broadcast affiliate down in Tucson, KNST. And I've got our Adobe expert from Tucson, Mr. John Shimon, Adobe King. And we're talking Adobe and all the related maintenance issues of an Adobe territorial style home. And one of the things we haven't probably talked quite enough about is the wood. You hardly ever see them where they don't have that wood. Some people call it an eyebrow, the exposed wood header, the authentic look of the old forts and buildings that were built around here, the structural support above the doors and the windows. I hate them.
Yeah, I know. Don't do it.
Oh.
Don't do it to begin with.
No, just don't do it. You have to engineer such a waterproof, I mean, the water running down the walls hits that wood, and you think, well, all I have to do is just keep it treated, keep it treated, keep it treated. No, you have to live out there with a paintbrush or your airless or your little sprayer, Hudson sprayer, constantly oiling it, oiling it, oiling it. Why would you create that kind of a maintenance issue?
Exactly. If you're going to build a house, don't have any exposed wood.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
We got metal roofs now.
I know.
We've had masonry homes now. I mean, that's all we built back in the 60s was masonry homes. And the good, solids, they got good bones to them. And they still have good bones to them. You go into some of these wood frame 2x4, 2x6 homes that date back to the 70s or 80s, and it's like taking apart. You have to be so careful with them. It's aggravating.
Yeah.
So we're here. We've been talking Adobe for the last hour. Again, John, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
520-615-2110.
Now, on this exposed wood, do you have a favorite product that you like for treatment?
Exposed wood, Tytex roofing membrane.
You don't have a favorite penetrating oil if somebody really wants to maintain that authentic look?
Nothing really works. Yeah. In my opinion, I haven't seen it.
No.
You know, oils are better, I think, than paints.
Absolutely.
That's my opinion.
Penetrating oil.
Yes.
Now, we do a lot of copper flashing. Do y'all cut in a lot of copper flashing on your vigas and stuff?
No, but that's a good option. It really is.
We create little hoods on them that actually go out to the end of the viga tail. Mm-hmm. And then the top, if you can see the end of the viga tail is a full circle, mm-hmm. we actually will cover the top third or half of that with copper. Mm-hmm. So it looks like a little top hat that actually just caps the entire thing. Nothing from the perfectly horizontal surface up is exposed to the elements. So it gets a little moisture from some side rain or some in rain and things like that, but it's one-tenth the amount of moisture it gets in a normal rain.
Not a problem then. And you just make sure that you caulk the part that's attaching to the wall.
And you know what we actually do? We actually go in there with a grinder and cut the flashing back in, and then stucco. And it's got a collar above it that sticks up about 2.5 inches.
See.
We move it back into the wall a couple inches, and then we plaster back down and repair that little area. And then if the moisture does get in, that flashing is going to catch it and send it right back out. Mm. That's worked very well for us.
Yeah, that'll work great.
So you don't have a favorite Adobe to recommend?
they'll all work fine. Use a hipped roof.
Cover it.
Yeah, hipped roof. Yeah, yeah. Put a hipped roof over your Adobe walls with a 3-4 foot overhang, and they'll all be great.
And you know, a perfect example of that I'm familiar with here in Pima County is the old Vail post office that they were trying to save for years.
Right.
And then a microburst hit the roof, ripped the roof off, and it was exposed for one season. And they almost lost the entire building because at that point it was exposed to all the rain, all the moisture. And I don't know what the status of that is. The Vail Historic Preservation Society was trying to pick the building up and move it and create a little park with it. But there were some complications with the owner of the current property. They never could get it worked out. I'm going to go drive by it right after the show. I'm going to run out to that. What's that hamburger shop out on Houghton with the speed shop and the... You can sit upstairs and watch them build high-powered race cars.
I'm not sure.
Houghton a mile north of Interstate 10.
Yeah,
it's a great hamburger.
Is it?
I found the best breakfast in town is the Bisbee Breakfast Club up on Ina. Man, that was delicious. I was at Mr. On's last night for dinner, so finding out all kind of great places here in Tucson. Folks, we appreciate y'all joining us here at Rosie on the House. We, unfortunately, John, have had callers load up here at the very end of the show. We're going to probably just take their names and numbers and have you talk to them one-on-one after the air. They didn't get in on time to make it on air. But again, thank you for taking time joining us this Saturday right here at Rosie on the House.
My pleasure. Thank you for letting me come.
John Chamoun, Adobe King. Let's give your name and your web address one more time.
John Chamoun with the Adobe King, 520-615-2110. On the internet at adobekingaz.com.
And listen, folks, we're down here. We'll be visiting. I'm going to be down here most of this next week. We're visiting with the rest of our Rosie Certified partners. If you're in need of work or service of any type in the Pima County area, we've got a referral network directory you can find at rosieonthehouse.com. And we are humbled to say, for again, the next year, we have been rated the number one contractor referral in the entire state of Arizona. If you've enjoyed the show and been blessed by the show, we would ask you to do us a favor. And in this next week, pay it forward. What a wonderful